This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maxine Waters held a meet and greet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Auntie Max, she called it, what was it called? Something like, come visit with Auntie Maxine. And she was going to do a, it was a Twitter thing, a Twitter invitation. By the way, I told my staff, I said, look, we got to do a better job of finding, Maxine Waters is going to inviting people to come chat with her on Twitter. And, you know, especially millennials, and we don't have people over there heckling her. I mean, come on. Wow. Hey, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get a hold of us by phone. Maxine Waters, let me tell you. So there's you can always test the temperature of the water. It's easy to do. The signs are out there all the time, and I tell you folks that all you pay attention. Pay attention. Maxine Waters wants to impeach Donald Trump. She says, we're going to mount a whole effort to do this. And you know what the leadership, the plantation owners, the white folks in charge of these congressional black circus clowns, they said, will you shut up? And Maxine Waters, they're not going to shut me up. It will not shut me up. I'm a slave. Even though I may be a slave, they cannot shut up the slave on this one. And I will speak my mind, and the masters of the plantation don't like it. And so Maxine is, she's under fire. Maxine Waters, what's her name? Al Green. not the singer. So in love with you. That was pretty good. I did that pretty good. I mimicked Al Green pretty good. Anyway, Al Green from Texas, the congressman, they want Trump impeached. The white leaders of the black folks over on the left, because that's how they treat him. They say, shut up, Maxine, and here's why. Because in the state of Ohio, 150,000 more Republicans voted in a statewide election than Democrats. That doesn't bode well in a battleground state going into 2020. Same thing's happening in all these battleground states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all these Republicans. Republicans are coming out in 30, 40, 50% higher numbers than in previous midterms. And the Democrats are getting a little bit of a boost, but nothing close, and they are in triage. They are scared, man, big time. And so what are the signs? That's like, so typically the congressional black circus clowns, when they say something, oh, Donald Trump is a racist. And I just will not back my back up behind a racist. Oh, hey, those unemployment numbers are in, and blacks have actually closed the gap in their unemployment between blacks and whites. Blacks. Remember when we told you we had a record-breaking unemployment? It's happened again under Donald Trump. I tweeted, if Trump is a racist, man, he really sucks at it, because he's certainly helping far too many black people than Barack Obama. Where's your God now, Moses, huh? Where's your God now? So all these great things are happening for blacks. They're getting jobs. Wages are coming in. They're jumping off of welfare. People are feeling good. You got Kanye. By the way, P. Diddy before him said, y'all need to quit just voting Democrat. He warned blacks, this is during, like in September of 2016. You know what Diddy was saying at the time? Diddy was saying, y'all need to not just give your vote to Hillary Clinton. What impact did it have? I don't know. Is it the Diddy effect? Yeah, I think it was. Then you had Kanye do his thing. And then on top of that, Kim Kardashian visits the White House. We'll get more into that in just a second, because Jim Acosta, he was upset about that. So you have what technically are ordinary people now getting mainstream. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I know Kanye and Kim, they got their Hollywood scene, but they're ordinary citizens now. And Trump's like embracing them. Sure, I'll talk to you. You might be, Kanye is guano crazy and so is Kim. But Donald Trump's saying they may be crazy, but, as Billy Joel would say, it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. Kanye, in that one little sliver of light that may be emanating from him, can wake up a lot of people. There's a saying, people are getting woke. That's the new terminology. Well, if Kanye and Kim are woken people, getting them to wake up, good for them. Farrakhan got woke. We played his clip. Farrakhan talking about Donald Trump, man, he minds he could be Donald Trump's next campaign manager. Should we play that clip?
They crimp him with his legislation. Yes, they did. That's right. And in October, when we dedicated the mosque, I quoted from the Holy Quran about the sheep camp and how Allah destroyed the people.
Well, that wasn't the clip. You guys are awful. That wasn't the clip I had in mind, but if Barack get us on the she camel, okay. The clip I was talking about was Farrakhan talking about talking about Trump and saying all these glorious things about Donald Trump. Holy cow, man. He was like, And Trump. I mean, it was an amazing thing. Seriously. We played the clip. We got it somewhere. Seriously, find the clip because I want to play it. But he was saying that the nature of the Trump presidency is helping black people. He's going after the media. He's going after the Department of Justice, which has been not shown any justice towards blacks. These are the signs. And Maxine Waters just gave us a sign. She couldn't. 10 millennials. Did you guys get this? 79-year-old Maxine Waters held this meet and greet tweet-a-thon for 2 hours. And they said, while it's hard to know what she hoped the outcome would be, but the turnout seemed to be underwhelming. Come join top social media influencers for a tweet-a-thon in support of Auntie Maxine, our fearless champion in Congress who taught us how to reclaim our time, is what the flyer read. Millennials, come energized and ready to vote, her campaign urged. But a video posted of the event by Waters' campaign shows only a handful of millennials actually attended. So it was a tweet-a-thon, but they wanted people to show up and show support for Auntie Maxine is what they're calling her. That sounds like a feminine napkin to me. Boy, if you old, but just, you know, you still got some problems down there, get yourself some Auntie Maxines. That'll stop whatever's leaking. Woo! That is a sign to me. Tons of talk about how they thwarted a crime recently, DHS, and a host of other things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio show.
I gotta tell you, I think the deep state still exists. I think Donald Trump's done a lot to expose it. I think we're lucky that we know what we know so far, but there's still a lot we don't know. We don't know how deep it extends, to what degree. Does it involve foreigners like Soros, foreign governments, things like that? I believe it does. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Jot this number down, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a ring. And I hope you'll go out and promote the segments, because we are one of the only shows, radio shows, that breaks our podcast into actual segments. Most people just give you the show, or if you're lucky, they'll give you the hour. So they'll be the entire show, or hour one, hour two, hour three. We give you the segment breakdown, 4 segments per hour. And if you like something you hear in the segment, just find that. Promote that. Send that out. I don't believe many people listen. I know I have a lot of fans that do, by the way, and I love you guys that listen to the entire show. God bless you. But there are many people, and they said the average listener listens 7 minutes to a radio show. I think that's longer with podcasts. But whatever it is, I know when I was doing terrestrial, and I do terrestrial radio, because many of you get me all over the place, Oregon, Utah, you know, Birmingham, whatever. Hey, shout out to all of you. Florida. I know my folks in Tampa always get mad when I don't talk about them because that's my biggest market. But long story short, they said, when I got my numbers, they said, Kevin, they listen to your segments twice as long as they do the average segment. I'm talking about Limbaugh, all of them. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. But the people that listen to the entire show, wow, thank you very much. But what we do is I want you just to, if somebody says, I want to check out the show, I don't want them to have to listen to the whole show. I want them to listen to 5 or 10 minutes. I believe if you are hooked, that you can get hooked on something in that amount of time. It's the Kevin Jackson Show should be like a shot of heroin. It's heroin for you white folks. And the minute you hit your bloodstream, now I've never used drugs, but this is what I hear. Just boom, I'm hooked, and that's all you got. You're going to be here every day for your hit. And I joke, there's a few people when we went away for a bit on our podcast because we were transitioning over, they were sending me emails. Kev, man, you got something for me, man? You got something? Man, send me a clip of anything, brother, because I'm going through withdrawal. It was like radio junkies. I can see these guys with the shakes. Kev, you got, man, can you call a brother up and just say hello? Hello. Oh, dude. Oh, man, it's so funny to think about. But I'm not kidding you. I don't know how much mail do we get? How many? What? It was hundreds. Thank you, by the way, all my radio junkies that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. But all these radio junkies, Kevin Jackson junkies. And I can't make fun of my radio zombies. Maybe we need to come up with a name for them. We do. We call them Team KJ. But it was funny to get these letters, man. Like, Kev, when you coming back, man? What's up? I thought something happened to you. People were concerned. Because that's the only way they get me in that market. Now, do you think that that's gotten me a national radio show? No, and I'll be blunt. I don't even care anymore. We care to make profit, make radio profitable. He'll get it out in a minute. But do you think my team is not sitting around going, okay, well, let's hope that so and so dies and then we can go after their slot. If people like the show, they like the show. But our digital footprint is important. That's what we believe. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about DHS composing a list of journalists. This article comes from Zero Hedge. I use them quite a bit. It says, in fact, the Department of Homeland Security has just announced that it intends to compile a comprehensive list of hundreds of thousands of journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, etc., and collect any, quote, information that could be relevant about them. Well, I'll just send them my bio. I don't get any better than my resume. Kevin Jackson, bon vivant. One time he watched a James Bond film and talked like this. What are you going to learn about me? I mean, it's all out there. It is. Look, everything that I've said that's, quote, controversial, it's out there. I take none of it back. Yeah, I don't take any. What are things going to happen? Kevin, you talked badly about feminists. Yes, I did then, and I shall again. Just listen to the show. Look, to thine self be true. Understand who you are, what you're about, and that, it's okay. I tell this to politicians, and more importantly, I tell it to everybody I meet. And I also tell it to my kids. I'm like, look, you must be don't misunderstand me. Everybody doesn't need to know everything about you. But I'm saying, you, who you are should be who you are. And I'm a moody guy. I can be the life of the party, or I could go sit in a corner and be thinking about something, and I don't want to be bothered. Now, I'm never rude or snappy. Like, get away from me. You know, but if you're having a party and I'm over thinking about something or having a really cool conversation with somebody and you come over to bother me, yo, Kev, dude, come over and say something funny to everybody. I'll be like, no, man, I'm having a conversation here with a friend of mine. So, you know, another time. Thanks, though. You know, and you're not going to get me away from that. And, you know, everybody goes astrological on it. You're Gemini, man. Gemini, you're two people. Shut up. So are you, clown. You're 50 people. You're 1,000 people. You're lots of people. Yes, you have a core. People know who you are. But you're a lot of people at different times. You know when to be all the emotional ranges of, if you're a human being and you're not a psychopath, you know all the ranges of emotions.
Oh, Ed Kevin's a cut up. You should see him at funerals. He's, oh my God, he's hysterical.
No. I know how to be at a funeral. And I know how to look at a subject seriously and say, you know what? Something's wrong here. I don't know if this monitoring of us is going to mean anything, but here's this. It says, if you have a website, an important blog, you're just very active on social media, the Department of Homeland Security is going to put you on a list, start collecting information about you. They've announced they're going to hire a contractor to aid in the monitoring media coverage, and they're going to need help because they say it's a very big job. And here's what it says. As part of its media monitoring, the DHS seeks to track more than 290,000 global news sources as well as social media in over 100 languages, including Arabic, Chinese, Russian, for instant translation into English. The successful contracting company will have 24/7 access to a password-protected media influencer database, including journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, etc., in order to identify any and all media coverage related to the Department of Homeland Security or a particular event. I would really like to see who wins this and how this gets put together. This looks like the making of something very sinister, but I don't know. What can I say? I mean, what are your thoughts on it? I can't imagine I'm not going to be on this list. They said we're going to get a letter or something from DHS. I don't know. I'll keep you posting on my end, but I'm trying to figure out what does this mean. Because if Amazon wins this contract, the NSA is the only people I think that can actually fulfill it. Maybe it's an inside job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The attorney for former FBI Director Andrew McCabe told Senator Chuck Grassley that his client is eager to testify before a Senate Judiciary Committee, although it should be worth noting that McCabe said the only way he would testify is if he gets immunity or he would be pleading the Fifth. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says this is all very interesting.
Well, the Inspector General, although the report is not out, could be out any minute, could be out any day. It seems overdue at this point. But previous to this coming out, this report, there was a criminal referral made within the Department of Justice to prosecute him. So now the United States Senate wants this person. Remember, this is a person who is very senior in the administration within the FBI. He was the acting director for some time.
In a tweet today, President Trump celebrated Tuesday night's primaries and dismissed the suggestion that there would be a blue wave in November. The president even suggested there may be a red wave. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I gotta tell you, I'm sick of professional sports. Sick of these big old babies just complaining about everything and bucking tradition at every turn. Anti-American, anti-capitalist. I'm sick of them. And I know many of you share the same feeling. That's why every one of our professional sports suffers. Right now, the big basketball things going on. I don't care whether LeBron James, I want LeBron James. Is there a way for both teams to lose? That's how I feel. While I was watching the game, I watched one of my boys was watching the game, and I said, he was like, of course, I can't stand LeBron James, but I can't stand Stephen Curry either. And Stephen Curry wins game two of the series. And I'm happy that LeBron James lost, but there's Stephen Curry. Then right after that, a commercial for an Infiniti comes on. I own an Infiniti. And I was like, I'm never buying another Infiniti again. If you want to use that clown to advertise, I'm not buying your car. I'll switch to somebody else until some other leftist gets an agreement with them, and that pisses me off. But I'm not rewarding their bad behavior. This is a team, the Warriors, that refused to go to the White House after they won the championship last year. Why? Philosophical reasons. Oh, we stand with our black brothers. Oh, shut up. You don't stand with your black brothers with anything. Your black brothers are a bunch of thugs who are going around killing other blacks. Black people would kill Stephen Curry in a second if he walked through the hood. And I mean, no matter, look, they know, yeah, of course there are people who are, man, Stephen Curry, he's in the hood, in the hood, in the hood. There would be a small group of people who are going, man, did you see that watch Steph had on? That thing's worth $10,000. We got to get that watch. Yeah, there'd be a bunch of people that would be idolizing him. Oh, man, he's amazing, he's amazing, he's amazing. And there'd be a small group of them who would kill him in an instant to get his watch, to get his sneakers, to get his car, to get anything. And then you know what would happen? Stephen Curry would be dead in the hood on the streets of Compton, and people would be, oh, man, I can't believe. And there'd be no cop to blame. And the very dude who killed him would be out there talking about, man, it's a shame that somebody came out here and killed Stephen Curry, man. And they'd have the camera right in his face. The very killer. Probably wearing Stephen's watch.
Oh, by the way, nice watch, said CNN. Stephen Curry had a watch just like,
I know, man, that's why I got this watch, because I'm a fan of Stephen Curry. People, y'all, some of you are laughing at me, but I'm telling you, this is the way it goes. I can't stand these guys. Because blacks are so dominant in sports, everything now has become political. Remember when going to the White House as a sports figure? That was a big deal, man. It didn't matter who you were. Getting that kind of access to the man. That was a big deal. How many black athletes on many sports teams gladly went to see, I don't know, who, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, political ideology notwithstanding, who cares? I get to go to the White House and stand next to the man that can push the button. That's a big deal.
You're not going to ever be able to push that button.
I told many people, if I were, you know, win championship team or whatever, and Barack Obama was the president, and I got an invitation to the White House, yes, I would go. If I was a military man and he was going to pin a medal on me, I would decline. Now,
oh, Kevin, you'd get court-martialed.
Get court-martialed because I have something conveniently better to do than to go meet with the president? Oh, well, he wants to pin the medal on you on this day. Nah, I'm going to go get my hemorrhoids checked. You don't seem to be bothered by hemorrhoids. That's why, because I get them checked very often. I mean, I would have an excuse. If they're going to, you know, escort you in or whatever, I'm telling you, they would have to drag me into there. And if they did, and I had to be a conscientious objector, you know, what do they call it? Is that what they call them? You know, one that doesn't want to do it like the people that ran. I wouldn't run to Canada. I'll put it that way. But I wouldn't want a medal pinned on me by Barack Obama. But I'd go as a sports team. I'd say, heck yeah, we won. That it's almost like you say to the other team, nah, 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 we're at the White House. Now I'm off to Disney World. After this, I don't have to like either one of them, but I'm going to let the other team know you are not here, baby. But they can't even put that aside. Can't put politics aside because it's infused now with these young black multimillionaires that you've been aggrieved. You know, you've been aggrieved. Something's happened to you. I mean, I want you just to think of the nonsensical idea around not going to the White House, a rite of passage for all these teams because one or two people don't want to go. And the story about the Eagles not wanting to go cracks me up. I mean, these are guys that hadn't won a Super Bowl in forever. They win the Super Bowl, and then they don't want to go see the president. Still fighting the war. The NFL wants to win. They are losing the battle. Every single one of them. And you know what it is right now? All these guys are now saying, you know, we know that the numbers are down, and these owners are suffering, and you know, it could mean that they're going to get less and less contract money or whatever. But it's about the cause, man. Yeah, I would love to see it. When these guys, the contracts get renegotiated, when the NFL comes in and says, well, Philadelphia Eagles, I know you won the Super Bowl, but television numbers have gone down. All these numbers have gone down. So here's the owner's new figure. And the owners go, holy crap. Well, we're going to have to let this person go, let that person go. And we're going to have to readjust these deals downward. In other words, if we lose 25%, you're losing 25%. And then these guys are like, well, man, I just, you know, whatever. I would say, no, 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 no. You're taking this hit with me. I think things would change quite a bit. Here's an article. Digging deeper into the culture war that he's repeatedly stoked. President Donald Trump on Monday called off a visit to the White House by the Philadelphia Eagles, citing the dispute over whether the NFL players protesting racial injustice must stand during the playing of the national anthem. Now, what a misleading first sentence of this article to say, oh, it's Trump's fault. He's repeatedly stoking this. Donald Trump hadn't said anything about this. The NFL voted on it, said, if you're going to protest, stay in the locker room. Those of you who don't protest, if you come outside, you got to, you know, show respect for the anthem and the flag. End of story. And think about it. That's what we're arguing about. Showing respect for the country that has made you a mega millionaire or, you know, whatever you may be. Trump said in a statement that some members of the Super Bowl championship team, quote, disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of great men and women in our military and people of our country. Boy, he's certainly asking a lot of these poor black men. He said the team wanted to send a smaller delegation Tuesday, but the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. So Trump said, screw you, said he'll be hosting a different type of ceremony featuring the U.S. Marine Band, the U.S. Army Chorus that will honor our great country, pay tribute to the heroes who fight to protect it, loudly and proudly play the national anthem. What a freaking showman. God, you got to love this dude, man. Donald Trump, what can I say to you? The NFL is anti-flag, anti-anthem, anti-American. We are only going to send a delegation. That is an honor to be at the White House. And Trump says, no, no, no. Don't even come. I got a party planned on my own. Bring it, baby. I mean, what a way to say to them, I don't give a crap about your little sport. If the NFL went away, there'd be a few people that would miss it initially. But at the end of the day, nobody would even give a crap. Give it 6 months. We would forget it ever existed. Same with basketball, Stephen Curry. And what's this guy from, used to play at Oklahoma, that plays now for Golden State. I can't remember his name. I can see his face. I like the guy because he gave credit to his mother and thanked God at an event. And I thought, wow, what a stand-up dude. And then he's one of these black sellouts. That's all they are, by the way. All these kids are black sellouts. They believe the nonsense. They say, this is what's going to keep me popular in the black community. This is what's going to sell my jersey, keep me out there, so I'll do it. Rich enough to stand on their own. And they do this. Do we have the clip of, what's his name, Lil Wayne, when he's talking about what the cops did for him? I'm going to get that clip. Please get that clip, because it's important that you see what this guy said about the police. And when he gets challenged, how he says, I don't give a crap. Man, I got to tell you, much respect I have for this guy. And versus these sellouts. They tried to get Lil Wayne to say something bad about the cops. They tried to get him to be down with the Black Lives Matter movement. And this guy went, how am I going to be down with that movement? And you want to talk about a dude who says, this country's giving me everything and I don't experience your racism that you're talking about. Y'all are barking up the wrong tree. He walked out of an interview where they were trying to get it. They were baiting him. He said, enough of this nonsense, and walked out. I got much respect for this dude. Anyway, I'm glad President Trump didn't take these clowns to the White House. I wish I could be at that celebration. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd say the most important thing that happened over the last year was that I got married for the second time. My wife and I did not communicate with one another. Was the problem. She had a limited vocabulary, is really what it was. She burnt her hand on the radiator and she couldn't think of the word ouch. And I'll tell you how I met my second wife, which is really fascinating. I had read that in Life magazine that there was a sexual revolution going on college campuses all over the country. And I re-registered at New York University to check it out, because I used to go to New York University years ago. I was a history of hygiene major there. So, and when I went to school, I was thrown out, and I got a job. My father had a grocery store on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. And he hired me to work for him. It was the first job I ever had working for my father. And I unionized the workers. We struck and drove him out of business. And he's always been touchy about it, you know? And now when I went back to school, suddenly everybody wanted to fix me up with women. And I have had a very bad history with blind dates. I accept this date. Blind date, first time in years. I go up to a four-floor walk-up, and I knock on the door, and a girl comes to the door, and she's absolutely beautiful, but sensational. Long blonde hair and a short skirt and boots and a sleeveless jersey and a big leather belt in her hand. And I take her downstairs, and sitting on her front steps are bullies, is what they are, bad guys making nasty remarks. And I don't get involved in that scene anymore. I had taken some karate lessons for a short while, and they taught me how to shatter a 3-inch board with one chop of my hand. And I was coming home late at night, and two guys stepped out of an alley and attacked me with a 4-inch board. They beat the heck out of me. I take her to a party on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. We go into a smoke-filled room. I mean, any sort of consciousness-expanding material, because my body will not tolerate it. Either I took a puff of the wrong cigarette at a fraternity dance once, and the cops had to get me. You know, I broke two teeth trying to give a hickey to the Statue of Liberty.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. That is Woody Allen, and I got to tell you, a lot of people know Woody from, you know, his old, when he was older, but Woody Allen is truly one of the most clever comedians ever, ever. This guy's humor is so, I mean, if you study comedians, he really is one of the best. Think of him what you want otherwise, but it's true. Anyway, he's back in the news because he actually said he should be the poster child of the Me Too movement. Now, coming off of Bill Clinton and what he said, I find it very funny that Woody would be coming out saying, look, I've been wronged. I mean, he's lumped in there with Polanski, who gave Quaalude to a young girl, 13-year-old girl, and had sex with her while she was incapacitated. Woody adopts a girl, I forget her name, she's an Asian girl, then eventually marries her, so she's technically a stepdaughter. Now, think what you want, not his biological kid, he raised her, and raises his daughter hands off. It just goes to show you sort of the pathology of these people in Hollywood, because most sane human beings would say, no matter what, she's off limits. The sane men, and in this case even women, given the LGBT movement. But Woody ends up marrying his stepdaughter, and I don't know if they're still married, I think they are. Maybe it was the best relationship he's ever had. But certainly taboo from a societal standpoint, but you can certainly see both sides of the argument. I know what side I'm on, but I'm not going to dismiss the other side either. So there's that. But the bigger issue is Woody saying, how are you linking me to the people that have been accused of sexual misconduct, taking that particular episode of his life outside of it? Because he's been accused of this by his other daughter, a daughter he had with Mia Farrow, who, by the way, is one of the most crazy chicks ever to roam the earth. And so he says he's a positive example of the Me Too movement, and he did not sexually assault his daughter, Dylan Farrow, when she was 7 years old. And here's what he says. This is something that has been thoroughly looked at 25 years ago by all authorities, and everybody came to the conclusion that it was untrue. And that was the end. And I've gone on with my life. For it to come back now, it's a terrible thing to accuse a person of. I'm a man with a family and my own children, so of course it's upsetting. Now, Farrell talked about sexual assault in this interview that she did with Vanity Fair in 2013 and in an open letter that she published in the New York Times in 2014. And then she gave an interview, and I want you to hear this interview. And as you listen to it, see if you catch the symbolism of how they cut this interview with Dylan Farrow, his Willie Allen's daughter.
He's lying, and he's been lying for so long, and it is difficult for me to see him and to hear his voice. As I played with the toy train, I was sexually assaulted. As a 7-year-old, I would have said he touched my private parts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you didn't catch it, during the interview, you know, she says the very tear-jerky part that they cut at the beginning. Then they play this HSP, you know, ASPCA stuff, you know, the sad animal in the cage. Won't you help one of these poor little animals get out? Your donation of $19.95 a month will help save an animal. And then they go back and she explains that the 7-year-old child, as she's playing with her train, daddy touches her binky. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've raised all boys. I've had to bathe these little dudes, you know, get them in the shower, soap them up. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you, if you're bathing your kid correctly, you're bathing their naughty bitch. You don't just let the soap do the work. You got to kind of rub it down there a little bit and, you know, let them, you know, let it get between the cracks and crevices. And not a single one of my kids better ever say dad was dinking with them. You know what I mean? I didn't care. If you ask me, did I want to do it? The answer is no, I don't. I mean, half the time I don't like bathing my own self. But, I mean, I would like bathers, like coming to America. But you got to bathe your kids, and you're going to touch. So if at one time, I'll give you a perfect example. One of my sons, we'd gone out with a friend, and he had a tick. And the tick was on his you know, in his little naughty bits. And, you know, mom comes in and she's like, what's it? You know, what the heck's going on here? I go, it's a tick. So I got to get tweezers and, you know, I kind of get it to where it's, I'm holding it. I got a little needle or something. I burned it to where it would release because I didn't want to leave the little ticks, proboscis or whatever they call it, in the little sacual area. So anyway, I do that, and the thing releases, and I pull it out, and get him antibiotics to make sure he doesn't have Lyme disease, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, I'm having to do tick surgery on my kid, you know, keeping his little sac out of the way. And by today's standards, that's molestation. That's sexual abuse. I'm not trying to stand up for Woody Allen by any means. But I'm going to tell you this. The Me Too movement has gone way too far. And it's gone so far that, quite frankly, even Bill Clinton saying, look, I'm for the Me Too movement. I mean, they've converted him. This article continues. Allen has consistently denied the allegation, wasn't charged with any crime. Pardon me. A team of experts concluded Dylan was not abused. Now, you can tell in her argument, she's saying, he touched me. Parents touch their kids, you know, naughty bits, sometimes because they need to, like in the case of the tick, or in other times just handling them, picking them up. When I'm wrestling with my kids, you know, you all kinds of things happen. But it certainly isn't sexual abuse. Now, Allen said this Me Too movement against sexual misconduct, you root for them. You want to bring them to bring to justice the horrible harassers, these people that do these terrible things. And I think that's a good thing. He says, what's bothering me is I get linked in with them. People who have been accused by 20, 50, 100 women of abuse and abuse and abuse. And I, who was only accused by one woman in a child custody case, which was looked at and proven to be untrue, and I get lumped in with these people. And I got to tell you, I agree. I don't have respect for Woody Allen for dating his daughter and marrying her. I don't agree with that. But in terms of being lumped in with the Polanskis and all these other people. And by the way, many of these other people, I'm suspect on some of their accusations. I'm not suspect on Weinstein. And the Me Too movement takes no credit for empowering and making a Weinstein. But they certainly want to run, you know, and indict everybody, no matter how many years ago something occurred. Shame on them.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.